it is kind of a fuck you. But I know a lot of people, a lot of haters are going to hate, and they're going to look at that stuff, and they say awful shit about me. Ben Shapiro said awful shit about me.
He did?
And I didn't know about it because I, you know, when I felt really locked out of my life, like, I was a super liberal, like a psycho liberal, and I still am. Mm-hmm. What it really means to be a liberal, I think. I listened to his network a lot because I knew you couldn't get mainstream media.
Sure.
I listened to Tucker, and he actually was always, like, I would text with him, Tucker mm-hmm. Carlson. Mm-hmm.
Love.
Because at that time, they were like, you should just go on that show and talk about what's going on. And I was like, no, I would never do that. And then the people at the Daily Wire told me you should never do that. And I said, okay, I won't do it. I'll just stay quiet.
Because they want you to talk to their people.
Not even really. I mean, I did talk to their people. Then they never got back to me about certain things. But
you know what, though, Ben, I don't know. And I love and respect Ben, but Ben was very wrong. I remember speaking to him about the vaccine. He's like, do it. Take it. I've done all the research.
Yeah,
got
yeah,
it. And I was like,
yeah. That too.
So, hey, he was wrong. Brilliant Ben Shapiro was wrong about that. And along with millions of others, you know? So I hate that he said something about you with this. That's what you're saying with OnlyFans?
Yeah, just the same thing. I wouldn't watch it. And then when my boyfriend found out that someone sent it to me, his assistant sent it to me. And he was so furious. He's like, why did you do that? I didn't want her to ever fucking see that.
Yeah.
But I'm like, no, I would never watch it anyway. I don't watch or read anything that's about me. So it made, you know, it was definitely upsetting.